This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The president of the United States can sign billions of dollars of tax cuts into law and approve trillions of dollars in spending, but sometimes the smaller initiatives make a big difference. In a moment, we'll explore the way the president speaks to business.
We'll start with an initiative launched by the First Lady. Michelle Obama is marking the first anniversary of Let's Move. That's her initiative to reduce childhood obesity. NPR's Ari Shapiro tells us how it is going.
The idea of a sustained project for the First Lady started in the early 1960s.
It was Jacqueline Kennedy's work on refurbishing the White House, and that sort of set a bar early on.
Dr. Myra Gutten of Rider University in New Jersey studies the history of First Ladies.
First Ladies generally are dealing with less controversial or uncontroversial issues, but those which tend to benefit many people in the country.
Lady Bird Johnson focused on highway beautification. Rosalind Carter addressed mental health. Barbara Bush took on literacy. And in that respect, Gutten says the Let's Move initiative is right in line with what others have done. But she says Michelle Obama goes farther than her predecessors.
She has partners from Major League Baseball to Walmart. And no other First Lady initiative that I can think of had that kind of support from the corporate world.
I am thrilled about Walmart's new nutrition charter.
Last month, the First Lady joined Walmart executives to announce that the grocery chain will reduce sugar, sodium, and trans fats in thousands of its products. The month before that, she persuaded Congress to pass a $4.5 billion child nutrition bill. At the signing ceremony, the president credited his wife with giving the bill the urgency it needed to become a law.
Had I not been able to get this passed, I would be sleeping on the couch.
Dr. Marion Nessel is a professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at NYU. She says the First Lady has moved what used to be a niche movement into the mainstream.
There's no question that there are enormous changes taking place in school lunches. You can see that all over the country, where schools everywhere are trying to do something to improve the quality of the food that they're serving to children. So this is having an immediate impact.
The First Lady rarely misses an opportunity to plug this program. Guests who are invited to the White House for a meal will often read that ingredients on the menu come from the White House garden. Even the president's Super Bowl party, on top of the kielbasa and buffalo wings, included White House honey ale. Yesterday, Mrs. Obama held conference calls to thank mayors, school officials, and medical professionals who have been involved in the program.
It's pretty amazing, for me at least, to look back and see how far we've come.
Surgeon General Regina Benjamin said there is no greater challenge to the country's health than obesity.
Since 1980, obesity rates have doubled in adults and more than tripled in children. And the problem is even worse among Black, Hispanic, and Native American children.
It helps that kids' nutrition has historically been a bipartisan issue. 5 years ago, Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican Mike Huckabee teamed up on a childhood obesity program. Now that the White House is steering the ship, some Republicans have jumped overboard. Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Sarah Palin have all attacked Mrs. Obama's program directly.
Instead of a government thinking that they need to take over, make decisions for us according to some politician or politician's wife priorities, just leave us alone, get off our back.
During the Super Bowl telecast, viewers in Washington, D.C. saw an ad against a proposed soda tax that struck a similar tone without mentioning Mrs. Obama's program specifically.
Give me a break. I can decide what to buy without government help. The government is just getting too involved in our personal lives.
While the critics accuse the program of being too heavy-handed, many of these changes come from agreements rather than regulations. No surprise, the First Lady favors carrots over sticks, and also carrots over Twinkies. Now that her team has made advances getting healthier foods into public schools and grocery stores, they are working on the next frontier, more nutritious options in restaurants. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.